Congress continues its work on a disaster relief package. A large part of their focus remains on the agricultural losses that occurred in 2018, primarily from hurricanes in the southeast and wildfires in the west. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with more information on the portions of the bills that address crop losses.
Both the House and Senate have adopted different versions of a disaster bill that includes a very significant agriculture component. And the most recent versions that both the House and Senate have considered include about $3 billion, or WHIP, and that's the program that's designed to deliver support for crop losses. And we remain optimistic that at some point between now and early spring, once there's an agreement on the broader government funding for the rest of this fiscal year, we feel very optimistic that agricultural disaster relief package will be attached to that funding bill and will move forward. And at that point, then, we can work with USDA on implementation so that hopefully by sometime spring or summer, growers that had losses from 2018 disasters can go in and sign up for that assistance. So we're continuing to work with Cotton Belt members in Congress to make sure that there's an adequate ag disaster package available for last year's losses.